Yesu yabazibwa nyabo Uganda.
Jesus, my brethren.
Tuwagala okulabika nga tweyongerayo.
We want to move on.
Ne service yaffe eddako.
With our next service.
Amanya ne dobozi.
By name and voice.
Mutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Wamo ne musumba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
Wamo musumba Bible.
And our Bible reader teacher Isaac.
Tuwagala nyo mwena.
We love you all.
Mulinyere amukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Tusinzira mbuweereza buno.
We base in this ministry.
Obwo kumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Of the full knowledge of God. And to move rich unto you, God's standard strategy of fulfilling his worldwide promised call, basically the nation Uganda, starting this year 2022. Praise Jesus much. We are still moving on as we are concluding the sixth standard strategy of God fulfilling his worldwide promised call. And this one is known as the harvesters of spirits, getting them from this world
to
take them back to heaven, and they are saved from hell and the lake of fire. Praise Jesus much.
And
these work under the two God's heavenly governments on the earth, where there is God's heavenly government on the earth. He has a responsibility to see that things done in heaven, they are done on earth, and to see that the council of heaven is established on earth. As we've come here in different scriptures, in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7, even Luke chapter 11, verse 1 and 2,
when
they say that it will be done on earth, as it is done in heaven. Even the second government, which is known as God's government, the governments of the earth,
government,
or the central government,
government
God is heavenly government on the earth, has a responsibility to see that governments of the world reconcile with God is heavenly government on the earth, which works within church, the holy ones of God on the earth, to move, bring proof to governments of the world that God reigns 99% in their governments. As we read in Daniel chapter 4, verse 24 up to 26, even Romans chapter 14, verses 1 to 4, praise Jesus much. So we were told that we have to see 8 departments which make up each of these two governments. Praise Jesus much. We are still moving on at this time. We pass in the summary.
Department omunana,
the 8 departments which make up God's heavenly government on the earth. And in this time we are concluding
department
this 6th department of the teaching priests in the holy church of God on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
And in this department
you
see the head and saying that
division,
the 7 divisions of responsibilities of teaching priests in revealing the full knowledge of God. It is the fullness of God to reveal the presence of God. It is the glory of God
and
to reveal works of the hands of God
in
the entire heavens and the earth, even the entire new heavens and the new earth. Praise Jesus much. So far we've covered 5 divisions and we want to move on with the 6th.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. What we last ended with the one we said, the 5th division, it was saying the responsibility of God the Father, God, the word we know as the Son Jesus Christ, even God the Holy Spirit. We know a spirit of the Lord in creating the entire heavens and the earth, basing above all the heavens. We saw that God the Father is the great in counsel,
master planner
of creation of heaven and earth. And we saw that God the Word,
known
as the Son Jesus Christ, is the master designer or the master architecture. He designed plans of the Father to see that they are implemented. They
be
created by God the Spirit. And we saw that God the Holy Spirit, or Spirit of the Lord,
is
the master implementer. One who was sent, they were created. One great in creation.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
So, division of
this sixth division,
we move to
the sixth division of responsibilities of teaching priests in revealing the full knowledge of God. It is the fullness of God to reveal the presence of God. It's the glory of God. Even to reveal works of his hands in the entire heavens and the earth.
Even
the entire new heavens and the new earth. This division is known as. Have you reached there?
Heaven enya oba tuzite tu ya mu Luganda. Heaven enya,
the four heavens.
Heavens enya ezato ndebwa.
The four heavens which were created.
Awamu nensi kumi n'obujuvu bwamu.
Even the 10 planets with their fullness.
Yes, praise
Jesus
much. This
reveals us much the works of the hands of God.
That
removal show us his glory, even his fullness.
Division,
the sixth division of responsibilities of the teaching priests in revealing the full knowledge of God, his glory, even the works of his hands.
This
division is known as the four heavens which we are created together with the 10 planets and their fullness, basing above all the heavens. To meaning that these four heavens and the 10 planets, even their fullness, they were created as the best above all the heavens. Most people, they do not know how many were created. Because when we read in Genesis, you first finish to write well that heading, that we move on well. We see the sixth division,
which
is known as the four heavens which we have created, and the 10 planets, even their fullness, basing above all the heavens. Praise Jesus much. But I have told you like this, that most people, they do not know how many heavens were created. And they do not know their fullness, how is it. And they do not know how many planets were created, and their fullness, how is it? Yes. That word is like that. That most people, they do not know how many heavens were created and their fullness. When we speak of heavens,
we
speak how many heavens were created. And they do not know how many planets were created, even their fullness.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga buli lobasoma mu lubereberye sura esooka.
Because anytime they read Genesis chapter 1.
Onyolo omukaga.
In the verse 6.
Akulu omunana.
Up to 8.
Bobala bange guli muli tondebwa.
They see when heaven being created. Yes.
Choko nsomere otulabe.
Let's read we see.
Olubereberye esura esooka n'olinyolo omukaga.
Genesis chapter 1 verse 6.
Katonda nayogera nti wabeewo ebbanga wakati mu mazzi lyawule amazzi n'amazzi.
And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters.
Olinyolo omusanvu.
Verse 7.
Katonda nassaawo ebbanga n'ayawula amazzi agali wansi w'ebbanga n'amazzi agali waggulu mu bbanga.
And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. Verse
8.
And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Yes. When you read Genesis chapter 1, verses 6 to 8, most see God create one heaven. And they see, they say, yes, He created that one heaven. But we have told you, God created four heavens, each one with its fullness. And He created 10 planets with their fullness.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. But anytime we read Genesis chapter 1 and the verse 6 and 8, we see when heaven was created. That we see with the stars up in the sky.
That
the one we see, we read of here. Because when you read Genesis chapter 1 verse 14 up to 16, they said the heaven which was created that we see, in there are stars in its firmament. That is the one we know which was created. Let us read this Genesis we see. Genesis chapter 1 verse 14.
Katonda nayogera nti wabeewo ebyaka mu bbanga ly'eggulu byawulenga emisana n'ekiro bibenga ng'obubonero n'ebiro n'ennaku n'emyaka.
And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for the signs and for seasons and for days and years.
Verse
15.
Bibenga ngetabaza mubanga lyeguru byakenga kunsi bwechite bwechali.
And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and it was so.
Verse 16. Katonda nakola ebyaka bibiri ebinene, ekyaka ekisinga obunene okufuganga emisana n'ekyaka okufuganga ekiro.
And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. Yes. When you connect Genesis chapter 1, verse 6 to 8, you see when heaven has been created.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And when you read Genesis chapter 1, verse 14, up to verse 16, and in the firmament of that heaven, it's where there is the moon, the lesser light, the sun, the greater light, even the stars. And that is what we know, because we see as if it's what He creates.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. But again, when you read the 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, chapter 12 verse
1
to 3, He says there is even the third heaven. Now it means
it
did not create that one heaven, but you, He gave you in the summary, and you saw it in summary, and never knew other works that He did. Let's read in the Corinthians we see.
Abakolinso ekyokubiri essula ya 12 n'olunya olusooka.
2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 1.
Kiŋŋwanidde okwenyumiriza newankubadde nga tekusaana. Naye kaŋŋende mu kwolesebwa n'okubikkulwa kwa Mukama waffe.
It is not expedient for me doubtless to boast. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord.
Olunya olwokubiri.
Verse 2.
Manyi omuntu mu Kristo eyakamala emyaka 14 oba mubiri simanyi. Oba watali mubiri simanyi. Katonda amanyi. Okutwalibwa omuntu ali bw'atyo mu ggulu ery'okusatu.
I knew a man in Christ 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell. God knows. Such a one caught up to the third heaven. Yes. He reached him in the third heaven. Now connection is here. That in Genesis chapter 1, verse 6 up to 8, we see as if he creates one heaven. That the firmament he called it heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now,
Genesis chapter 1 verse 14 up to 16. We see in the firmament of heavens, he puts there the moon as the lesser light. The sun as the greater light. Even the stars.
And
when we look, we know it's that one. He speaks of. But what surprised most? When we go to the
2
Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 to 3, you say there is even the third heaven. Have you understood me well? It means we have the first heaven, the second, even the third. The secret wanted you to know that as within the third heaven, and that one had not counted it, he passed through it. When he passed through it, he entered in, he said, this is the first. He found there the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. He entered in the second. He found there four living creatures. He went to the third. He found there the paradise of God. And he said, I've reached the
first.
What left beneath when he passed to reach the other, he did not count it. That's why we tell you, God created four heavens, even their fullness, that called its hosts.
And
we are going to use most English Bibles.
King James Version,
mostly King James Version,
2000.
Even the Gideon. They will show you those words well. Then those with other versions, you will correct wherever you'll find a fault.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because when God was finishing all the creation, he said when he has created heavens, not one heaven. So in Genesis chapter 1 verse 6 up to 8, we see him create heaven. But in concluding, he says he has finished to create all heavens. Genesis chapter 1 verse 6 to 8. Genesis chapter 1 verse 6.
Katonda nayogera nti wabewo ebbanga wakati mu mazzi lyawulenga amazzi n'amazzi.
And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Verse 7.
Katonda nassaawo ebbanga n'ayawula amazzi agali wansi w'ebbanga n'amazzi agali waggulu mu bbanga.
And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. Verse
8.
And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Yes. After God divided the waters, Genesis 1 verse 6 up to 8,
there is
water which went in the rim above, and that which moved to the rim below.
Now,
which was between the waters in the rim above and the rim below. That firmament, he called it heaven. But we never knew water which is moved above in the rim above. What did he make from it? That which came beneath the firmament, we saw he made the earth from it. Praise Jesus much. But when you read Genesis chapter 2, verses
1,
God concluded, he said he created heavens. Genesis chapter 2, verse 1.
Nebigwa okukola zi heavens nensi necheriabio yona.
Thus, the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. Yes. That's why I told you in the Luganda you may not find it there much, even in some Bibles. But when you read the King James Version 2000, even the Gideon, Genesis 2 verse 1,
Agamba,
he says, thus the heavens
Nezi
and the earth
Bezagwa
were finished, and all the hosts of them, that is their fullness.
Heavens,
the heavens were created now in finishing.
I
did not create one heaven. I created many heavens. I even put their things meant to be there. I even created the earth. You know the word earth? It has not a plural. You cannot say earth is. No. It's earth.
It has a planet.
In the other language, we call them planets.
Wanji,
are we together? Now, God in concluding, even the heaven we read Genesis 1 verse 6. Genesis 1 verse 6 to 8. It was the last to be created. The rest he had finished to create them.
Amen.
He had finished. He had finished to create them. Because Genesis 1 verse 6 to 8, after he created that heaven, he next followed the earth. When he created the heavens, we see, he put the stars, the sun, and the moon in their formats. He came on the earth, or the planets. He finished.
The
Genesis 2 verse 1, he explained,
say,
I finished with the entire heavens. Means we saw that when he had finished all the creation. In the verse 4, Genesis chapter 2, he says like this. Genesis chapter 2, verse 4.
Bweritio ezadde lya gulu nensi. Bweryatondebwa. Kulunaku mukama Katonda kuyakolera esi neguru.
These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Yes. All generations of the heavens and the earth were finished to be created. God, they made the entire heavens. When you use the entire heavens, I'm meaning heavens. They finished even the earth. Now trouble came. And we saw perhaps he created one heaven. Where problem came, we did know he had created two rims. The rim above and the rim below. And the one was creating. He first created the rim above and after he created the rim below.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kadona baya yatandika okutonda.
God when he was beginning creating.
Yasoka yatonda we bitundu bibiri.
He created there two rims.
Ekitundu ekya waguru ekitundu ekya wansi.
The rim below.
Ukiwandise bulungi.
Have you written it down?
We katonda baya yatonda.
God when he was creating.
Katonda we ekitundu ekya waguru.
Created the rim above
ekitundu ekya
wansi. And the rim below.
Chechino chosoma wano.
This is one you read here. Genesis chapter
1
verse
6
to
8. Mm.
Yes. Genesis chapter 1 verse 6.
Katonda nayogera nti wabewe banga wakati mu mazzi lyawulenga amazzi na mazzi.
And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Verse 7.
Katonda nasawe banga nayawula amazzi agali wansi webanga n'amazzi agali waggulu mu banga bwe kityo bwe kyali.
And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. Yes.
Katonda wano yayawulamu.
God had divided
ebitundu bibiri,
two rims.
Amazzi n'agasalamu agamu n'agaza mu kitundu kya waggulu,
one moved to rim above,
n'agaza mu kitundu
kya wansi, another moved to rim below.
Kati mchitundu echa waku.
Now in the rim above.
Na kuna yu heaven is.
He created there three heavens.
Mchitundu echa wansi.
It's the rim below.
Na kuna yu heaven yemu.
He formed one heavens.
No bujufu wamu.
Even its fullness.
Na mudinezi planet.
Including the planets.
Yesu yebasi buja.
Praise Jesus much.
Chufuna mkama afu Yesu yajia kumusi.
That's where our Lord Jesus when he came on this earth.
Muyokana.
In John.
Esule yomu nanu rabili mwesa.
Chapter 8 verse 23.
Yatu gamba.
He told us.
Mwini mchitundu echa wansi.
You are in the rim below. We are in the rim above.
Uh-huh.
Yes. The rim below. It starts from the heavens you see. Descending down where we are. Yes. Now the rim above starts from the door of heaven.
Moving
above into the three heavens. Yes. Those who are not first understood. Except in the journey of heavens. Moved in the Bible. God showed me the life of the Bible and its existence. It's where we understood all those well. Let's read in the John.
Yokana esule yomunana noli nyiru wabili musatu.
John chapter 8 verse 23.
Na bagamba nti, mwemuli ba wansi, zendi wa waguru. Mwemuli ba monsi muno, zesiri wa monsi muno.
And he said unto them, you are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. Yes.
Yabagamba.
He told them,
mwemuli ba mtundu chawansi.
You are of beneath.
Me,
I am of the rim above. You are of the world.
Meaning,
the rim below starts on the heavens, descend to the earth where we are. Now rim above starts on the door of heaven you see. It ascends. That's why Jesus told them in the John chapter 6 verse 62 that has caused you to stumble.
But you
see the Son of Man
ascending.
He ascended back to where he was in the rim above. People who ascend, I'm going to show you this secret. Let's first read this John.
Yokana esula Yokana esule yomukaga noli nyoru nkaga moru umu.
John chapter 6 verse 61.
Ne Yesu yamanya munda mu ye nti abayigirizwa be bemulugunyira kino n'abagamba nti kino kibe sitaza.
When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, does this offend you?
Oli nyoru nkaga mu ebbi.
Verse 62.
Kale kiriba kitya bwe muliraba omwana w'omuntu.
What if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? Yes. You know when it involves him ascend where he was before. There he will also pass through the rim above. And he goes above all the heavens. Praise Jesus
Amen.
Much. But he told them,
me have to
ascend the room above. You are of the room below. But Bible shows
that
a person moves to the room above moves beyond that heaven you see. Yes. He goes beyond it. And if you go beyond that heaven, you move to the room above. That is why in the Acts chapter 1 verse 9 to 11 clouds lifted him from planet earth, entered him in heavens. What you've seen go to heaven there, going to the rim above, through that heaven you move up. Acts chapter 1 verse 9.
Boyamala okwogera okwogera ebyo nga batunuulira n'asitulibwa ekire ne kimutoola okumujja mu maaso gaabwe.
And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight.
Olinnyo lw'ekkumi.
Verse 10.
Bwe baali beekaliriza amaaso mu ggulu bw'agenda, laba abantu babiri ne bayimirira kumpi nabo.
And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. Verse
11.
Who also said, "You men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven." Yes. But I don't know whether you've heard it. No, Jesus, when he was lifted from this earth,
he
passed through two heavens, which is the third. But they are all here. Let me read it. You say, "I've read in mine." Acts chapter 1, verses 11.
Who also said, "You men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven?"
Mwe abasajja abagalilaya, lwaki mutunulira mu ggulu?
This same Jesus who is taken up from you into heaven.
Ono Yesu yomu abajidwa kwa natwaliwa mu ggulu.
So shall we so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven.
Nti era alikoma omongeri yemu nga wagenze mu
ggulu.
If you want to know that heaven he went into, you have to go in the 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Verses 1 to 4.
When
he went in the third heaven,
it's
where he took Apostle Paul. You know, they gave them that sign, but it's not easy to read here. When he ascended, he went to the third heaven, in the room above. The room above, when he ascended like this, he passed the first, he passed the second, even reached the third.
It
was there for short, he moved above all the heavens, and he came back in the third, where he reigns today in the heavens and the earth.
Amen.
Are we together? When he ascended, that he entered into, he never counted it. But they counted three other heavens in the room above. That's why in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, let's repeat it.
2
Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. 2
Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1.
It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to boast. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. Verse
2.
Verse
2. Katonda amanyi okutwalibwa omuntu alibwa atyo mu ggulu ery'okusatu.
I knew a man in Christ 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knows. Such a one caught up to the third heaven. Yes. Jesus, when he entered the door of heaven, he passed the first heaven in the room above.
The
room above is counted different from the room below.
The
room above, passing door of heavens that we see, he passed the first heaven, he passed the second, he entered the third.
And this didn't
count it, for it's counted the fourth of the rim below. Now there is an heaven next there, where there are angels, which is called the first created heaven. That's why you see.
Okay. So when
we pass through the door of that heaven, we see
we reach
in the first created heavens in the rim above. That is why in Genesis chapter 28, verse 12, it is so easy angels descend down on this earth, coming from heavens in the room above the first created heaven. Let us read, we see. Genesis chapter 28, verse 12.
Nalota ekiroto, era laba amadaala agasimbibwa ku ttaka n'entikko yaago ng'etuuse mu ggulu, era laba bamalayika ba Katonda nga balinnya era nga bakka ku ggo.
And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. Yes, he saw a ladder stretched from the heaven, descend down to the earth, angels descending and ascending back. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Much.
So
when we are counting, in the room above, there are three heavens. I want you to note it down there, that in the room above, they created there three heavens.
Part A.
Part A.
Waka A. Katika bracket ya wani.
You put A in bracket.
Eguru eriasoko kutondebwa.
The first created heaven.
Elimu ekibuga cha Katonda.
Which is having the city of God.
Jerusalem ekyomuguru.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Ekungane deni ya bamalaika.
The great gathering of angels.
N'abatukuvu ba Katonda.
And the holy ones of God.
Eguru eriasoko kutondebwa.
The first created heaven.
Where
there is a city of God,
Jerusalem,
Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of angels and the holy ones of God. Praise Jesus much. As we have read in Genesis chapter 28, verse 12, he says like this. Let us read it again. Genesis chapter 28, verse 12.
Nalote chiroto, era laba, amadala agasimbibwa ku ttaka, n'entikko yaago ng'etuuse mu ggulu, era laba bamalayika ba Katonda nga balinnya era nga bakka ku ggo.
And he dreamt, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. Yes. The heaven there in the rim above, it is the first created heaven, where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of angels and the holy ones of God. According to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22 up to 23, it also says this.
Hebrews
chapter 12, verse 22.
Naye muzze ku lusozi Sayuni, ne ku kibuga kya Katonda omulamu, Yerusalemu eky'omuguru, n'eri obukumi bw'abamalayika.
But you are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels.
Verse
23.
N'eri ekkuŋŋaaniro eddene ery'ekkanisa eyabereberye abawandiikibwa mu ggulu, n'eri Katonda omulamuzi wa bonna, n'eri emyoyo egy'abatuukirivu abaatuukirizibwa.
The general assembly and church of the firstborn, who are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of holy men made perfect. Yes.
So boyita ku mulongo gw'oli olengera mu bbanga.
So when you pass through the door of heavens, you see up there, and you enter the room above, you reach into the first created heaven, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of angels and the holy ones of God. Praise Jesus much.
Then part B.
When you move out of the first created heaven, in the northern door, you reach into the second created heaven. When you move from the first created heaven, you pass through the northern door, you reach into the second created heaven, where we find the four living creatures. Store of spirits given bodies on this earth. Yes. Praise Jesus much. That is what you see in Ezekiel chapter 1. In verse 1, he says this. Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 1.
Awulwatuka, mumwako gwa makumi asatu, mumwezi ogwokuna, kunakuru mwezi urokutano, bwenalinga ndi mubisibe kumugga nti kumabbali g'omugga Kebali, eggulu ne libikkulibwa, ne ndaba okwolesebwa kwa Katonda.
Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the 4th month, in the 5th day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river of Cheba, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. Yes. You know, he uses a word.
The heavens in
Ezekiel. That heavens were opened.
It
means not one heaven opened. Now, to reach in the second created heaven, where we find four living creatures, the heaven of the rim below opens its northern door. You enter in the first created heaven, in the rim above, where there is Jerusalem of heaven, gathering of angels, also opens up in the northern door of that heaven, and then you enter the second created heaven, where we find four living creatures.
That's
why Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 1 says, and the heavens were opened.
Not
one heaven opened that he entered the other. No.
This
of the rim below opens. Even the first created in the rim above, it opens. He reached in the second, where he saw four living creatures. According to Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 3 and 5, and he says this. Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 3.
Ekigambo kya Mukama ne kijjira ddala Ezekyeri, kabona mutabani wa Buuzi mu nsi y'Abakaludaaya ku mabbali g'omugga Kebali. Omukono gwa Mukama ne gubeereyo ku ye.
The word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans, by the river Cheba, and the hand of the Lord was there upon him.
Olinyiriro kuna.
Verse 4.
Awo ne ntunula era laba embuyaga ezikunta olw'amaanyi ne zifuluma obukiika obwa kkono ekire ekinene n'omuliro ogwezingazinga n'okumasaamasa okukyetoolodde era mu gwo wakati ne muva ng'ebbala erya zaabu etabuddwamu effeeza eriva mu muliro wakati.
And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud and a fire engulfing itself, and a brightness was upon it, and out of its midst as of color of amber, and out of the midst of fire. Verse 5.
Era mugo wakati ne muva ekifaananyi ekyebiramu ebina n'embala yaabyo yali bweti byalina ekifaananyi eky'omuntu.
Also out of its midst came the likeness of all living creatures, and it, this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, muguru eriyokubiri.
So, in the second heaven,
muguru eriyokubiri mukutondebwa.
In the second created heaven,
kitundu cha waguru.
The room above.
Emusinganibwe ebiramu ebina.
So where we find four living creatures.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Era bwoyita mu mambuka geguru. Okay, kapati sike twagalo.
Now we see the part C. Yes.
Boita mumambuka geguru eliyokubiri mukutondebwa.
If you pass through the north of the second created heaven,
oba mulyango gwo mumambuka.
In the northern door.
Oguka mugu eliyokusatu.
You enter into the third created heaven.
Kitundu cha waguru.
The room above.
Omusinganibwa olusuku lwa Katonda.
Where we find the paradise of God.
Nena mulondo ya Katonda.
Even the throne of God.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Tugambye boita mumambuka egeguru eliyokubiri okutondebwa.
We said if you pass through the northern door of the second created heaven,
oguka muguru eliyokusatu mukutondebwa,
you reach into the third created heaven,
kitundu ekya waguru,
in the room above,
omusingani bulisuku lwa Katonda,
where we find the paradise of God,
nena mulondo ya Katonda,
even the throne of God.
Chovula ba,
that is why you say
nga mu rube mu kubikuri besule yokuna.
In Revelations chapter 4
no nyorisoka,
and the verse 1,
era mulimu okwegula kwa heavens.
Still it involves opening up of heavens.
Amaguru ngagegula
sirimu opening up, and not one heaven.
Arisome tulile.
Let us read we here.
Okubikuri besule yokuna no linyiri olisoka.
Revelations chapter 4 verse 1,
oluvanyuma lwebyo nendaba era laba enzigi ne ziggulwawo mu ggulu, n'eddoboozi lye nasooka okuwulira ng'ery'akagombe nga lyogera nange ng'ayogera nti linnya okutuuka wano, nange nnaakulaga ebigwanira okubeerawo oluvannyuma lw'ebyo.
After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in the heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up here, and I will show you things which must be hereafter.
I don't know
whether you've been able to analyze it well. Not one heaven's opened. Not one heaven. But heaven's opened.
Yesu yabazibwenyo.
Praise Amen. Jesus much.
Na alioka ayolekera wali na mulondo ya Katonda.
And he moved where there is the throne of God.
Kasoma nyoro okubiri.
Let's read the verse 2.
Okubikure sule yokuna no kubiri.
Revelations 4 verse 2.
Ama okubikura esule yokuna no linyoro okubiri.
Revelations chapter 4 verse 2.
Amangu ago nali mu moyo era laba entebe eyobwakabaka yali ngeetekeddwawo mu ggulu.
And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set up in heaven, and one sat on the throne.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. This third heaven, where we find the throne of God, in the center of it, even the paradise of God. When we get back to the 2 Corinthians,
2
Corinthians, chapter
12,
verses 1 to 4.
Abakolinso ekyokubiri, esule y'12, n'olinyo lusooka.
2 Corinthians, chapter 12, from verse 1.
kinwanidde okwenyumiriza newankubadde nga tekusaana naye kangende mu kwolesebwa n'okubikulwa kwa mukama waffe.
It is not expedient for me doubtless to boast. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. Verse 2.
Manyi omuntu mu Kristo eyakamala emyaka 14 oba mubiri simanyi oba watali mubiri simanyi Katonda amanyi okutwalibwa omuntu ali bwatyo mu ggulu ery'okusatu.
I knew a man in Christ 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell. God knows. Such a one caught up to the third heaven. Verse 3.
Era manyi omuntu ali bwatyo oba mubiri oba mutali Abakolinso ekyokubiri sura ya 12 n'olunyi lwa 3.
2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 3.
Era manyi omuntu ali bwatyo oba mubiri oba watali mubiri simanyi Katonda amanyi.
And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knows.
Olinyo lw'okuna.
Verse 4.
Bwe yatwalibwa mu lusuku lwa Katonda, n'awulira ebigambo ebitayogerekeka, ebitasaanira muntu kubyatula.
How that he was caught up into the paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Yatuka mu ggulu ery'okusatu.
He reached the third heaven.
And
there is the throne of God and the paradise of God. And he heard ancient words there of the Garden of Eden, the paradise of God, not lawful for man to utter them, except one poured upon the Spirit of God, and he can explain those words.
No,
our Lord Jesus, when he was on the cross, told one of the men he was crucified with, we shall meet in the paradise of God. He was telling him we are to meet in the third heaven. Yes.
For
paradise of God was not here on the earth. For man first when he was created on this earth, was taken in the paradise of God. When he sinned, was just from the garden of God, brought back on this earth. Those we shall understand them. But in Luke chapter 23, verse 40, up to 43, he says like this. Luke chapter 23, verses 40.
Naye owookubiri n'addamu n'amunenya n'agamba nti n'okutya totya Katonda kubanga oli ku kibonerezo kye kimu naye.
But the other answering rebuked him saying, do you not fear God, seeing you are in the same condemnation?
Olinyo lwanamu olumu.
Verse 41.
Era ffe twalangibwa nsonga kubanga ebisaanidde bye twakola bitusasulibbwa naye ono takolanga kigambo ekitasaana.
And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward for our deeds, but this man has done nothing amiss.
Olinyolwana mwebiri.
Verse 42.
N'agamba nti Yesu onjijukiranga bulijja mu bwakabaka bwo.
And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
Olinyolwana mwesatu.
Verse 43.
Yesu n'amugamba nti mazima nkugamba leero onooba nange mu lusuku lwa Katonda.
Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto you, today shall you be with me in paradise. Yes.
Told him
you're going to be with me in the paradise. Yet Jesus, we saw him ascend in heaven, in the realm above. He passed through the first created heaven, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of angels, and the holy ones of God. Passed through its northern door, entered second created heaven, where we find four living creatures, where they get spirits. Those given different bodies in creations of this world, even of humans. He passed through the northern door of the second heaven. He entered the third heaven, where his throne is, where he based reign over heavens and earth,
and
where we find the paradise of God. Praise Jesus much.
So here
in the rim below, where there is this fourth created heaven, praise Jesus much. The rim below, it is made up of the fourth created heaven, that last created heaven.
In
its firmament there are stars, the sun and the moon. Praise Jesus much. In the rim below, it's made up of the fourth created heaven, the last created heaven. And in this firmament there are stars, the sun and the moon. Praise Jesus much. Let us read here, we see. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 40 up to 16. Genesis chapter 1, verse 14.
Katonda nayogera nti wabewe ebyaka mu bbanga ly'eggulu byawulenga emisana n'ekiro bibenga ng'obubonero n'ebiro n'ennaku n'emyaka.
And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. Verse 15.
Bibenga ng'etabaaza mu bbanga ly'eggulu byakenga ku nsi.
And let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. Verse 16.
Katonda nakola ebyaka bibiri ebinene, ekyaka ekisinga obunene okufuga ng'emisana, n'ekyaka ekitono okufuga ng'ekiro, era n'emmunyeenye.
And God made two greater lights, the greater lights to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. Yes. This rim below makes up the first created heaven, or the last created heaven. In its firmament there are stars, the sun and the moon, and they give light on the earth. When we speak of the earth, it's not one, because there are many planets which were created. They total to 10. Praise Jesus much. Now that heaven, the last to be created in the rim below, always it's one. We read in Genesis 1 verse 6 up to 8. It is what we read and what we knew. Yes.
And
others reached to deceive some people, that if you lift your leg like this, that is heaven. When you go in the space, it's heaven. That is the second. When you reach that, you see up, it is the third. No. There are two rims. In the rim above, there are three heavens. Even in the rim below, there is one heaven. Total to four heavens. Yes. Praise Jesus much. Right there, you've moved to understand the works of the hands of God.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's why in the Bible,
King James Version,
as the King James Version, even the King Gideon, they came using a language which tried to reveal to you those four heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When you read Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 14,
heavens,
mystery and the secret is like this on these heavens. Let us read and we hear. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 14.
Laba, Mukama Katonda o, ye nanyini guru, ne guru riawa guru, ensi edane vijirimu byonna.
Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord's, your God, the earth also with all that is in it.
Hey.
Yes. Is there a language you've heard? I want us to analyze it slowly.
Mm.
Yes. You know we work for heaven. We must know it very well.
Wow.
It's not that.
Wow.
We must know it very well. Because he has said,
behold,
Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 14.
Behold, the heaven.
Lava eguru. That is one.
And the heaven.
Neguru.
That
is the second.
And the heavens.
Namaguru.
Agusana.
That is four.
Wangu agamba, the heaven.
When he saw the heaven.
And the heaven.
And the heaven.
Chechimu.
That is the same as.
Agambi, and,
sing.
And the heavens.
Heaven and the heavens.
Yes.
Yes, should you simple mathematics? Simple mathematics.
Behold, the
lava,
heaven,
a guru,
and the heaven.
Neguru. You mean
it? Guru.
That heaven join on a heaven. That's these two heavens. When they use and,
plus,
they mean plus. And.
Hey.
Wow. Sure. English there.
Uh-huh. Behold,
lava,
the heaven,
e gulu,
and the heaven,
ne gulu,
of heavens,
eriye gulu, eriye magulu.
Behold, lava,
lava,
e gulu,
e gulu,
ogateka gulu,
join on heavens,
agaviri,
two,
of heavens,
of
times,
heaven, of you have to multiply,
of wetegeza times,
of two. You multiply by two.
Amen.
We've gotten total of four.
Over
means you to multiply. Multiply the first two times two.
That is four.
Amen.
Just
simple mathematics here.
The heaven.
Heaven.
And the heaven.
And heaven.
A guru.
Heaven.
Plus heaven.
Multiply by two. There's also another mathematics. We've gone in mathematics now. Those who dodged in school.
We are in the
1 Kings chapter
8,
verse 27. Yes. 1 Kings chapter
8,
verse 27.
Basekabaka Echisoka, Esula Yamunana, Nolin Yuabi Musanfu.
1 Kings chapter 8, verse 27.
Naika Tonda, Anabe Ranga Kunsi Mazima Dala, Lava, E Guru Ne Guru. Lieguru teliinza kumujamu. Kale, enyumbe eno, jenzi imbie, ngateinza na katono.
But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain you. How much less this house that I have built. The same mathematics come back.
Eguru,
heaven, and heaven,
emirundi ebiri,
of heaven,
terikumala,
cannot contain you.
Oyobaba ogera ku kitaffe,
yasinze eri waguru wa the Father, he bases above all of them. Yes.
Omanyi omuntu omugamba katonda kuna heaven is
God created from heaven, and they get angered. Because ignorance makes them get angered. But get out of it. Get out of ignorance. Let me read it. Teacher reads it in a wrong way. Let me read it in my own Bible.
Yes.
We are in the 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 27.
But will God indeed dwell on the earth?
Naye Mukama anabera munsi.
Behold the heaven.
Labe gulu.
And the heaven
ne
over heaven.
Gulu eriyama gulu.
Cannot contain you.
There is more than
how much less this house that I have built.
Atene nyumba jenzimbie.
Ntirabe gulu.
That behold the heaven.
Ogaseke gulu.
Join go on heaven.
Emirundi
ebi. Of heavens.
Teriku.
It cannot contain him.
Mumanyi bakuwaka math.
Let me give you mathematics.
1 + 1
heaven 1
times
plus
2
1 heaven 2 times 2
ufuna me
you get 4
Chemba sanyukira mukama.
That is why rejoice in
no
the Lord.
No kubikulirwa mu nkora.
With revelation in action.
Hey!
Yes.
Amina.
Simple mathematics.
Those
land, even on land, we can calculate it.
That
heaven and heaven multiply by 2. You get 4. Have you seen revelation? Have you seen light of knowledge? Come from the Almighty. Things which we didn't know. Even all the secrets. God indeed teach mathematics. Maybe I reached a school. And I say, I'm coming from the teacher of teachers.
The sir.
And the sir. Professional teacher. This one is simple to join it up. Simple mathematics. Simple mathematics.
Heavens
are not four. And it's a simple mathematics. I want you to calculate it for me. Tell
him
those heavens, how many are there? Second Chronicles. Chapter 2, verse 6. Now this mathematics too is interesting. It differs from the other a little. This one says
2 times 2
equals 4. Let us read it. Second Chronicles chapter 2 verse 6.
Nayani ayinza okumuzimbira nyumba kubange guru ne guru ya waguru talijamu nze ani amuzimbire enyumba wabula okwotereza ngobubane mumasoge.
But who is able to build him a house seeing the heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain him? Who am I then that I should build him a house except only to burn sacrifice before him? Yes,
say
2 times 2
heavens and heavens
and heavens
2. Yes, it is 2 plus 2.
2 plus 2. Yes,
come on. Heavens
and heaven.
Our hand will be a plus.
And there is a plus. Sure. Two heaven. Join on 2. We have 4. Very clear. Mathematics, you need
to.
That's why I did first move to the wild mathematics. Join how they created them. Where do you pass to but to join that, therefore, that is very simple. That's why I've covered it last. When we started mathematics at school, you first tackled numbers which were hard. The last numbers, the simple ones, you covered them last. Did you do mathematics? How did you handle it? You first did the simple numbers. The height still sharp.
We handled
these hard numbers. We ended with the simple ones. You've joined that heaven is a in the Bible that is easy.
Kwanji. Second
Chronicles chapter 2 verse 6.
18.
Second Chronicles 6 verse
18.
Going back to the mathematics we had before.
What
kind of trouble is simple mathematics.
It's
moving F all through.
Mm-hmm.
Second Chronicles chapter 6 verse 18. Second Chronicles chapter 6 verse 18.
Naye Katonda alitula mazima ddala n'abantu ku ttaka. Laba, eggulu n'eggulu erya waggulu tolijyamu. Kale ennyumba eno gye nzimbye eyinza etya gwe okujyamu.
But will God indeed dwell with men on the earth? Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain you, how much less this house which I have built. Yes. He told him heaven, joining on heaven, of heavens, times two. That is four. You cannot be contained in there. That is the Father. In the Job chapter 28. 23-24. He
bests
above all the heavens and he sees through all the heavens and the earth. He sees the four heavens including the earth. Yes. Those you see the images there. We move the heavenly journey. Moving the Bible as we read.
This is
not a story that I will come tell you. Heavens are four. According to how we passed here. Because Bible is what it speaks of. And they are what we are created.
Because
the Spirit wrote of those which are. Those which we are and those coming. There is another mathematics. It's in Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 6. It says like this.
Nehemiah chapter 9, verse
6.
Gwe mukama, gwe weka, gwe wakola eguru, eguru eria waguru. Nejeriyalio yonna ensi n'ebintu byonna ebiri okwo ennyanja ne byonna ebiri omwo era gwe abikuuma byonna neje ery'omuggulu likusinza.
You, even you, are Lord alone. You have made the heaven. You have made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their hosts, the earth and all things that are therein, the seas and all that is therein, and you preserve them all, and the hosts of heavens worship you.
Agamba wakore guru koma.
He made heaven
ne
koma.
Guru.
The heaven.
Wakore guru koma.
You made heaven koma.
E guru.
The heaven. Of heaven. Multiply by two.
Kati koma etegeza
ki?
One. Limo. Neddala limo.
Even another. Two.
Times
multiplied by two,
agana
four.
Aiyaiya, kadi usomoro gana.
Now can you refuse that? That they are not that.
Yes, we
praise Jesus much. As I summarize, let's end with the Psalms.
Zaburi 68,
verse
33.
Psalms chapter
68,
verse
33.
To him that rides upon the heaven of heavens, which were of old, lo, he does send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Yes.
Heaven three times two.
He used two heavens times two.
nofuna four heavens.
And you get four heavens. Now God, when he created these heavens, there is some water, it remained up in the firmament. Before you reach above all the heavens, above all the heavens, before you reach the beginning and the end,
there,
water it remained there, it did not do anything out of it. In the airspace there, which is between above all the heavens and the beginning and the end, water remained there. According to Psalms 148 and the verse 4.
Zaburi esula ya chikumi ana munana noli nyiru wakuna.
Psalms 148 verse 4.
Mumutendelezi mwiguru liye guru. Namu amazi agali waguru we guru.
Praise him, you heavens of heavens, and you waters that be above the heavens. Yes.
Eguru liye kwegamba eguru eminundi ebi.
Heavens times two. Two times two. Above them, there is water, it remained there.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Much. It is in the midst of above all the heavens, even the beginning.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Amen. Much. Now, these things are indeed great. Now, it means those who interpret the Bible, the Genesis 1 verse 1, they have to write it down well. And they say,
in the beginning, God created the heavens,
yatonda heavens
and the earth.
Nancy.
For
in most Bibles, this verse says, in the beginning God created heaven and earth. But it is not like that. In the beginning God created heavens and earth.
The earth,
it has plural. It is earth, but planets.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. But there's nowhere we say that the earth is. There's no plural of earth is like that. It's earth. But when we differentiate it, we said the habitable earth, planet earth. It means the other planets are there, but you cannot live there. Yes. Proverbs speaks of it. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 31. Proverbs chapter 8 verse
31.
Rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and my delight wherewith the sons of men. Yes. Rejoicing in his habitable earth. It means this planet earth, it's where you can live. Rejoicing in his habitable earth, it means there are other planets, but there you cannot live there. You cannot live with flesh and blood there. Those are the other planets, according to the Kings. Second Kings, chapter 23, verse 5. He says like this. Second Kings chapter 23 verse
5. No mwezi, ne munyenye, ne jeryo na eliyomuguru.
And he put down the idolatrous priests, whom the kings of Judah had ordained to burn incense in the high places, in the cities of Judah, and in the places round about Jerusalem. Them also that burned incense unto Baal, to the sun, to the moon, and to the planets, and to all the hosts of heavens. He says
that
planets are there, they were created. Not only planet Earth. There are other 9 planets. To total 10 planets.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
Though most of the names they have, they are not right. Except planet Earth. It's what has the right name. That planet Earth. It means the habitable Earth. Planet Earth. The rest have names like Jupiter. Just as you see them here. We have Mercury.
Venus. Then planet Earth.
Then planet Earth.
Planet Mars.
Planet Mars.
Planet Jupiter.
Planet Jupiter.
Planet Saturn.
Planet Saturn.
Planet Uranus.
Planet Uranus.
Planet Neptune.
Planet Neptune.
Planet Pluto.
Planet Pluto.
Planet Ellis.
Planet Ellis.
Okuja ko planet Earth yuko.
Except only planet Earth.
Yerini erinya etufu iwanikidwa mu Bible.
What has the rightful name written in the Bible?
Ne zili planets ndalo.
But the other planets.
So.
Them, their names, they are of fallen angels. They were named there by the stargazers and those who gather the moon as they connect with the Roman Empire or Roman Catholic.
Roman Catholic Church.
The Roman Catholic Church. As they say, but they name them names of the other gods, the fallen angels, like Mercury and Jupiter, spoken of most in the Acts chapter 14. And they say like this. Acts chapter 14, verse 12. Acts chapter 14, verse 12.
Barunaba, nebamuita Zeu, ne Paulo, nebamuita Kerume, Kubanga yasingo kuogera.
And they called Barnabas Jupiter, and Paul Mercury, because he was the chief speaker.
Katuwe kule kumina urumu.
Let's come from.
Acts chapter
14,
verse 11.
And when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying, in the speech of Lyconian, the gods are come down to us in the likeness of men. Verse 12.
Barunaba ne bamuita Zeu, ne Paulo ne bamuita Kerume, kubanga yasingo kuogera.
And they called Barnabas Jupiter, and Paul Mercury, because he was the chief speaker.
Where
they have put Zeus?
Asose bamuita batya mu Luganda. Zeu ani?
Zeu.
Jupiter.
That is Jupiter.
Then Azeko.
Next.
Kerume.
Kerume.
Mercury.
Ngabula bamanyago
begali. As you see this name, how they are on this planet.
So they
named them after gods who never created heavens and earth. Spoken in the Jeremiah chapter 10. Verse 10 to 11. And they are the fallen angels. Whom they worshipped.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we have to change those names. For responsibility was given Adam.
To
how he would name things God never gave names. In the Genesis chapter 2, verse 18 up to
20,
God, when he created things, he brought them to Adam to see how he will name them.
Choir
us to name well those planets.
Yes, you have
to praise Jesus much.
So
in the summary,
Katonda yatonda the heavens,
God created four heavens, even their fullness,
which have
not been able to explain now. But the teaching priests always they will reveal us fullness in there. And God never created one planet. planets which total to 10, even their fullness, which we shall move to know of,
as
teaching priests give us details. So we thank God, been able to reveal to us what concerns four planets and all their hosts, even the 10 planets. Who created the four heavens with their fullness, even the 10 planets, even their fullness. Most will remain always. God works with the teaching priests to move revealed to us the full knowledge of God, the fullness of God. Know the praises of God, it's the glory of God, even the works of his hands, of the entire heavens and the earth. May God bless you. We shall come back to conclude the seventh division of responsibility of teaching priests, where we are going to know fullness of God the Father, make up entire new heavens and a new earth to the everlasting, even fullness of God the Word, we know as the Son Jesus Christ, which make up all the four heavens, all the 10 planets with their fullness, and we shall know the fullness of God the Holy Spirit. Fullness of God the Holy Spirit, know a spirit of the Lord, which make up the six seraphims, their power in their heavens and the earth, from above all the heavens. And we shall able get explained God who was, what is it, to meaning above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end, to the everlasting. The God who is, what is it, to meaning that God, the word who makes up heavens and earth which are today, and God who is to come, what is that? It's to go back above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end, where we find new heavens. God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Thank you for believing. Thank you for putting in action and to be ready to spread to others. Fulfill 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
It's
what commit with the faithful ones who will spread them to others. The blessing of God, this in Revelation chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, that blessed are they who hear words of this book, you pray blessings to them coming from one who was, who is, who is going to be, come from seven spirits of God, established in wisdom, in understanding the word of God, the counsel of God, the power in the word of God, even of the Holy Spirit, that they meet you always, knowledge of God, to bring the light of the word of God, to fill in their lives, enlighten to nations, they see the glory of God, the fear of true God, to hate evil, to help many depart from evil, to teach them the word of God and the laws of God, to be in you, to pray on their hearts, the name of Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord, join with your spirit, to Romans 8:14-16, to empower you to be witnesses of God all over the world, in the words of knowledge of truth, the salvation, and to know all the truth. That is what God wants, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen.